Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets getting ready for Border Battle number 2 of the season, taking on St. Scholastica here tonight at the Mertz. And I'm now joined by senior outside hitter Briley Colligan. And Briley, thank you for joining me for the player interview, pregame interview. Just want to get your sense or your feelings on how the season has gone so far. It seems like you guys, right now, 25 matches in, you got a pretty good feel about where the team is at. Just give us your assessment, being one of the two seniors on this team, about how you feel the team has progressed so far this season.
Yeah, I think we started out, I mean, we have a lot of freshmen this year, so we are a very young team. But they have every freshman, and honestly every player has stepped up, and I think we've done really well. And so far the season has gone really well. We've had some bumps along the way, but we're definitely getting there and headed towards like the end and the postseason. Like, I'm very excited because I know we have made a lot of progress, and we are a great team right now.
You know, what's funny is that you're a young squad, I mean, overall. I mean, you got the two seniors, you and AJ. But the rest of the team, there's a lot of underclassmen on this team and a lot of new players in new spots. How do you feel like their transition has gone so far this year?
I think it's gone really well. I mean, I know that like AJ and myself, along with the upperclassmen, have worked really hard to make sure that all of the freshmen and sophomores and just everyone feels very included. I'd say like we're one big family right now, and I think the transition for them has, what I've heard, and I can tell like that their transition has gone pretty well and that they're having a lot of fun and that they enjoy it. So.
Well, I know you guys also, and you've switched offenses this year, played a 5-1 with Emily Verway when she was here setting. Now you're playing a 6-2, been rotating setters through. Three different players have kind of played the setter position for you guys. I know that can be somewhat of a challenge at times. Just give us a sense about some of the bumps in the road that process, what you went through on that process, and then give us a sense on where you think you guys are at with that right now.
At the beginning, it was kind of hard to, like, transition. Emily ran a very fast tempo, a very quick tempo. And now coming in this year, the tempo was just a little bit slower, trying to teach our setters like how to set a quicker tempo and that, you know, the hitters will be there and whatnot. But now like it's definitely there. The tempo has gotten a lot better for sure. Like as a hitting perspective, it is definitely improved a lot. I think Gina and Meg are doing a great job with the tempo and setting, and yeah, and it's just going to go up from here. So.
Now turning to you as a senior, I know it's always a transition for the senior class because they go from their first 3 years of I got next year or the year, you know, maybe even 2 years down the road if you're a freshman or a sophomore. Now you're that senior season, you're coming down the home stretch, you're looking to make the playoffs. How do you feel like your role has changed throughout your career as a Yellow Jacket?
It's definitely a different role because every, you know, there's just so many lasts, like kind of, you know, like our, when we finished preseason, I was like, okay, like we don't have any more of those left and that kind of stuff. So it's been different, but I think it just has like, you know, kind of made me realize that I don't have this forever and really every game, like, you know, could be my last. So I just have to go out there and give it my all. And so I think it is like reflected in the way that I try and be my, like the most positive I can on the court and give the most energy and the most talk and everything. So I'd say it's definitely, like, pushed me out of my box and out of my shell and just kind of made me into, I guess, a better player as well.
And now turning to this match against St. Scholastica. The Bridge Battle is always a special event for you guys. I mean, it's always a game that you guys look forward to. You've already played one this year that went 5. In fact, the last 3 matches you guys have played against this team have gone 5 sets. So it seems like you guys are kind of in that 5-set mode now whenever you see them. You know, and it's a team I know you guys are very familiar with. I mean, they've got some veterans. You guys have got some veterans. You've played against each other several times. What else are you expecting from the Saints here tonight?
They're going to come out to play every time we come, every time we play them. I mean, they bring it their all and as well as we do. So we just need to be ready to go out there and they're going to do the best that they can. And we need to just follow with what they do and they're going to get some good kills, but so are we. So we're just going to have to, whatever happens, go out there, play our hardest and.
All right, Brian, well, thanks a lot. And congratulations on a fine career, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was senior outside hitter Briley Colligan. I'll be right back with a look at tonight's key players and the opening serve of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and the Saints right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.